Welcome back. Next to the United States, the father of a 14-year-old boy accused of killing four people at a high school in the US state of Georgia has been arrested and charged. Brendan O'Keefe, chief investigative reporter with Atlanta News First, joins us now on the line. Good afternoon, Brendan.
Good afternoon, Ken, and good morning from Georgia.
Well, what has this man been charged with?
Well, the father of Colt is being charged now with two counts of second-degree murder. And second-degree murder in Georgia is when you commit an act of cruelty to children and then someone dies as a result. The important point here is that intent is not an element of the crime. So prosecutors will not have to prove that the father intended for people to get hurt or die. He simply had to provide the gun knowing that his son could be a threat to others. And it seems as though they have the evidence to prove that case. Of course, he'll have his day in court. He's innocent until proven guilty here in the United States. And at this very hour, his son, Colt Gray, is appearing in court for his arraignment on murder charges.
And is he appearing now, today, in court?
Yeah, he's actually appearing from a juvenile detention center via video. This is fairly standard. In fact, you can waive your arraignment. This is just the announcement of charges. There's no plea entered at this point, typically. This is just the first stage in what will be a very long process.
For the charges that Colin Gray, the father, faces, is there any precedence for this?
Well, there are, of course. We all know the Ethan Crumbly case in Michigan that got international attention. I'm sure everyone at RTE and in Ireland had followed that case. In that case, the parents were convicted of involuntary manslaughter, which is not a murder charge. In this case, it is the first time the parent of a school shooter in the United States, and it's sad to say we've had many of them over the last 25 years since Columbine, but this is the first time that the parent of a school shooter has been charged with murder, which obviously carries very serious penalties. It all comes down to the allegation that he gave his son an AR-15 rifle for Christmas after police had visited the home and warned them that they believed he had made a threat against schools.
What are politicians saying?
Of course, this is a hot-button issue in the United States. You know that. There's a long-standing gun culture in the United States back to the Revolution in 1776. The Second Amendment is enshrined in the U.S. Constitution, which means the people have a right to bear arms. Of course, there's disagreement over exactly how to regulate that. So on one side, you have the conservatives who believe that everyone should be able to have free and unfettered access to guns, with very, very limited exception. And then you have the liberal side of the politicians who want more gun control. It's certainly going to be an issue in the pending presidential election coming up in November. It already is, with people digging in. And what you have is, on the conservative side, even the governor of Georgia, who's a Republican conservative, is saying now is not the time to talk about safety and policy. The liberals on the other side, the Democrats, are saying, you know, that's always the answer. We have to talk about safety and policy when these happen, because that's when you have the political will of the people to do something when children are dead.
Brendan O'Keefe, chief investigative reporter with Atlanta News First, thanks for joining us this afternoon.